Dictation for Patricia Cook, COOK, January 1447. Address as a letter to Dr. Lena, Lena Whitman, WIDMAN, 7751640. Dear Dr. Whitman, consultation for Mrs. Cook, who has prior renal failure, urinary tract infection, sepsis, from hydronephrosis. We did a teleconference. Last year, back in June, admitted with septic shock, about 10 days in the hospital, found it to have a left-sided hydronephrosis, apparently related to a large uterine fibroid tumor, not considered a surgical candidate because of underlying COPD emphysema. She's following with urology. Dr. Witzke, W-I-T-Z-K-E. Stents has been placed and exchanged on a regular basis, the last one, January 17. Has a persistent left-sided back discomfort, weight appetite stable, denies vomiting dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melena. Presently in the urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Does has frequency, nocturia every 2 hours, but no incontinence. No abdominal discomfort. Presently, no edema, stable dyspnea on activity, not at rest, no history of coronary artery disease, prior right-sided angioplasty stent, August 2021, presently no chest pain palpitations, denies orthopnea PND, denies the use of oxygen or sleep apnea, no syncope or lightheadedness, has chronic back pain. Besides the discomfort from the hydronephrosis, denies skin rash or bruises, denies bleeding, nose, gums, fever, headaches. Next paragraph, past medical history for a smoker, COPD, emphysema, coronary artery disease, angioplasty stent, urinary tract infection and sepsis, prior acute kidney injury, known to have proteinuria, low level non-nephrotic range, hypertension, prior history of blood transfusion at the time of sepsis, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, diabetes, no event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no TIS stroke, no documented peripheral vascular disease or carotid artery disease, denies kidney stones or liver disease, hepatitis, prior gout on the toes, 2021. Next paragraph, reported side effects to Brilinta, B-R-I-L-I-N-T-A. Next paragraph, present medication, Norvasc, Metoprolol, Lipitor, aspirin, claritin, albuterol inhaler, iron replacement, magnesium, Plavix, Protanix, potassium, Symbicort. Next paragraph, start smoking age 17, 1 to 1.5 packs per day, discontinued 2009. Occasionally alcohol. Next paragraph, surgery, 2 back surgeries, right shoulder replacement, appendix, whole bladder, tonsils, adenoids, 2 surgeries for carpal tunnel on the right, 1 on the left, colonoscopy, polyps, and coronary artery angioplasty stent, right-sided. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 128.79, weight 176. She's alert to the intestine 3, good historia, normal speech, no gross respiratory distress, able to speak in full sentences, no speech problems. Next paragraph, there is a procedure January 17 with an exchange of left-sided ureteral stent. Persistent mild left-sided hydronephrosis. Next paragraph, last year normal size kidneys 10.8 right, 10.9 left. large fibroid, 9 by 7.9 by 9.3. Prior echocardiogram, normal ejection fraction, normal size, chambers, no valvular abnormalities. CT scan, abdomen pelvis without contrast. This is from June 2021, atherosclerosis, thoracic aorta, coronary arteries, fatty liver, left-sided hydronephrosis. Cardiac cath, which is from August 2021, severe right-sided carotid, coronary artery stenosis, angioplasty and stent successful. LAD heavily calcified, low normal ejection fraction, severe increase of the left ventricular and diastolic pressures. Next paragraph, previously documented mild anemia 12.7 with a normal white blood cell and platelets. Back in September, normal kidney function, normal sodium potassium acid base, normal albumin calcium liver testing. Prior elevated triglyceride, low HDL, total cholesterol less than 200, LDL at 95. Normal ferritin iron studies. Urine consistently abnormal in terms of 1+ of blood, 1+ of protein, presence of bacteria. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Left-sided hydronephrosis from large uterine fibroid tumor. Continue urology replacement of ureteral stent. Next number, presently normal kidney function. Next number, low level of proteinuria, less than 300 milligrams per gram, without evidence of nephrotic syndrome. Next number, hypertension appears to be well controlled. Next number, smoker history with COPD, emphysema, no oxygen. Next number, coronary artery disease, right-sided coronary artery angioplasty stent. Next number, diastolic congestive heart failure. Next number, mild degree of anemia. Next paragraph, comments, kidney function is normal. We will monitor chemistries in a regular basis. Proteinuria is also not in the nephrotic range. Patient is aware that because of her COPD emphysema, is not able to do general anesthesia. From the renal standpoint, things are stable, avoiding nephrotoxic agents. Continue management of the other medical issues. We'll see her back in a year.